Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home Professional Organisers.
And I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organised. We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organised.
If you'd like to engage with the podcast further, you can find us at The Art of Decluttering on Facebook.
Let's get started. You've joined us for episode 41 of The Art of Decluttering. Today we'll be talking about decluttering and organising your costumes. Ooh, and it's really actually about dance costumes, isn't it?
Yes. I was like going to say, people might be a bit confused.
Yeah,
when
it's
you say
not
costumes.
Dress ups, because that's a whole nother episode. It's yeah, this is like dance costumes.
Yes. So
say dance for me.
Dance.
Say it again.
Dance.
So Kirst feels like she was born in South Australia with the dancing.
Or I lived in the UK for a few years.
Oh, you did too. Yeah. Oh, that's a way better excuse.
And I like it. And my family tease me about it still. And I don't dance about it.
It just said sets you apart as a bit more posh.
I don't mean to be posh. So I just like saying France and dance and castle.
Castle. Are there any other ones? France, dance, castle. I can't even say it if I
castle.
Try.
Castle.
Castle. Castle.
Do you say castle?
Castle. I think I say castle. Yeah, Castle Hill. Yeah. It's not Castle Hill.
And Castle Maine.
Castle Maine, correct.
Yeah, Victorians say castle.
Yeah, okay. It's because we're right.
I think I'm trying to Castle Hill. And Castle Hill. New South Wales people call Castle Hill Castle Hill.
New South Welshmen. I've got it right.
Yeah. Anyway, right. Dance costumes. This is, we have had a few people suggest this, I think. Also, my girlfriend, this episode is brought to you from Julianne from Active Dancewear because she was my go-to person to
ask. Thank you, Julianne.
She has got two daughters who are 12 and 11. I know Claire just turned 11. I think. Yep. Year 7, year 6. They are huge, huge dance in girls, and they do a Steadfords, and they're really beautiful dancers and very passionate about dance. And so I thought, seeing as my little dancer is not quite in a Steadfords and not in troupe, and she would love to be, but we're restricting the amount of activities she gets to do. So we thought that we would go and ask Jules what her advice is on costumes.
So thank you, Jules. I feel like, Jules, you've saved my bacon today because I've never done dancing in my life. My children have never done dancing. And so I know so little about it that I'm almost superfluous to this whole episode, except that I have had clients who I've helped organise their dancewear. So I will pipe in every now and again.
I'm sure you have plenty to offer this episode. It'll just make a nice change from all the other episodes, Amy.
So share with us, Kirst.
First, I just wanted to encourage you all that if you have a friend who is really into dancing or their kids are really into dancing, a Stedford's, you know, troupe, whatever, that you tag them in this, you know, and share this podcast with them. Either tag them on our Facebook page for one of the social media posts that we put up or the, you know, the Monday release social media post, or send them this episode. You can, you know, share. I know on iTunes app you can share it.
Yeah, share heaps the episode. Of social settings.
Yeah, so go and do that, and they might just thank you for it, or they may not, because they may know it all already.
Well, they might have things they can add on our Facebook page.
Oh, we would
and
love
share
that.
With our friends and community, because we don't know everything about dancing.
We certainly do not.
So we're not claiming to.
No.
But we want to start the conversation.
Yes, and we do. We can put to good use our ideas of how to declutter and organise to this topic.
Correct.
Because there's so many crossovers across all of our topics.
So, okay, just to let's lay the foundation. If your child is a dancing child, whether it's ballet, tap, contemporary, whether they do a Stedford's or whether they do dancing at school, any of those type of things, what are the kind of tools and costumes? Like, what kind of stuff do you need? Like, my kids play basketball, right? We need a basketball, a singlet and shorts.
I reckon.
And we're sorted.
After that video you posted the other day of Elijah dancing with his cousin on your private page, I reckon that Elijah should get into hip hop.
I have been trying since he was in kinder to encourage him to take dance classes. Not interested.
Does his cousins dance?
Nope.
They totally should.
They should, but none
How
of
How awesome
Claire,
was he?
Has any of your kids ever had dance lessons? I don't think they have.
They don't necessarily need dance lessons because they can't be taught anything more than they already know because their dad is amazing and they are amazing already, but they could share their gift with the world.
Yeah. My nephews are awesome dancers and they love dancing, and my youngest loves dancing. He dances all the time. But
he was doing that flossing so good.
Flossing.
That was so, like you said, that it wasn't speeded up. I think you need to share it with our page.
Okay, I'm going to share it on our Out of Decluttering page. A page. Of my son and my cousin Zeke doing their flossing. Flossing's the new dance thing at the moment.
It's weird. It looks a bit like, because you go sideways, but it looks a little like it could be quite rude if you didn't go sideways. If you went forward and back, it looked a little bit like.
I had never thought. But
what's
thrusting.
It called? Yeah. What, Miley? What did she do?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, people will know.
Okay. Someone will know what you're talking about. It just ate me.
Yes.
So, yes, he doesn't want to learn dancing, but he loves just dancing around the house and dancing in shops
awesome.
All that kind of thing.
But maybe you need to show him some videos of some really good male dancers.
Oh, we have.
Still nothing?
He loves it, just doesn't want to do it.
Oh, he's got a gift.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got a gift.
Zeke has a gift.
Jonas. Yeah, these kids are amazing. But anyway, none of you know my nieces and nephews, so let's go on to
what you need.
What
you are asking
what you need.
What you need. You need rehearsal clothes, like, you know, every week if you're in a class, you need clothes to wear to class. So most dance schools will have, if you're a girl, a leotard and shorts or T-shirt and shorts. And stockings and the appropriate shoes.
They wear stockings even to like the...
To ballet, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good.
No, because ballet, let me tell you, I was a ballet dancer.
Were you?
When I was little, yes, for a long time actually. And ballet, you are expected to come very neat and tidy, have your hair in the bun all the time and be very presentable. It's very... quite formal in that way. Like, so you have to have your stockings, your shoes should be well maintained.
Oh.
You have to have your leotard and your skirt or your shorts. And so ballet, it is nearly always a leotard and a skirt. like a chiffon skirt. And then, but for jazz and tap and contemporary and lyrical, and then you can often just wear a t-shirt and shorts, but they will be, you know, school emblazoned, like whatever your school uniform. Yeah. So you have to wear your uniform to dance rehearsals. And then if you have a Stedfords and concerts, then you'll have a costume.
So can you explain a Stedfords to me? Because I actually don't really know what they are.
So an Stedford is basically, well, my limited understanding. Remember, I only have a six-year-old. I didn't do a Stedfords when I was growing up. Yep. I just did dance concert and weekly dance lessons. So an Stedford is often... Now you're putting me on the spot.
I am. You better get this right.
I know. Please correct me. A Stedford mums, dance mums around the world, correct me. But it is a showcase of dancers. So, and people, but it's a competition. So you will, like a dance school will get up and perform their dance.
Right.
And then they get judged.
So it's a school versus school rather than a concert, which is like your different classes within the school.
Yes. No, it's a competition between different schools. So, and you have to pay to perform and you get judged. And then there's also, so it can be school, like a class group against, you know what I mean? Doing charades again, peeps, can you see it? and then it can also be single, like you can do solo Stedfords,
really?
Like solo performances.
Wow.
Yeah,
I had no idea that's what it was.
Performances. So, yeah, so Claire and, oh my word, having a mental blank, Sophie and Claire, my beautiful friends, daughters, they do Stedfords like every other weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How much fun. But I would imagine if you're doing, so if you do your class, then you do your concerts, which is the school, and then you do a Stedfords. Like we're talking lots of costumes, yeah?
Yes.
So you wouldn't wear like just the same thing for all of your Stedford things?
Well, it depends on how many routines you're doing. So if you've got a jazz routine, then you might perform in that same costume at various Stedfords because you're doing the same dance at because
okay,
it's not
okay,
just
yep.
like one place that you go to do the Stedfords.
That's what I was thinking. It's like a single year thing that everyone just comes together for an Stedford.
No. It's not like the school spectacular.
Yep.
No, it is like every weekend there's a different Stedford that you can apply to all around
cool.
New South Wales. So you can wear your same outfit. Like you can wear that same costume.
Because you're doing the same
routine.
Because
you're doing the same routine.
Oh, this
or
is cool.
They might create a new routine, but you still use the same costume.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're in, you know, a dance school and you're doing however many subjects, like however many dance classes you're doing, say you're doing ballet, jazz, tap, contemporary, lyrical, then you'd have five costumes.
Okay.
At least, because you might actually have two different choreographers.
Corries.
Yeah, I know. Look at me getting all dance on you. Corries.
Wow.
But you might have two choreographies for different assessments. Like you might go,
this
one we're going to do this dance and this one we're going to do that
wow.
dance. Particularly if you didn't win last time.
So you could end up with, and I'm guessing from what you're saying and from the limited knowledge of what my sisters did when I was growing up, if you're doing five different classes, you potentially have different outfits that you wear to the class.
Yes.
Different shoes. If you're doing jazz versus
tap
point versus
and,
tap versus,
yes.
then
yes.
you've got different costumes for your, like your school performances, your dance school. And then if you do a Stedford, you've got more costumes on that potentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is why so many people have been asking us.
Yeah.
How in the world.
Do I store 20 costumes?
Yeah. And what ones do I keep?
Yes. Because as I was talking to Jules the other day, because she's got two daughters who are different sizes, they're different ages. So what Sophie has grown out of, she's keeping for Claire so that when Claire gets up and does solo performances, because you also have impro, like at a Stedford's, you
no
have to
way.
Get up and do an impro, you know, dance, and which is obviously
that's huge pressure.
Which is obvious. No, it's not. completely impro.
Yeah.
It means that, like, you've prepared a choreographed it yourself. Yep. It's not
from a choreographer.
Yeah, and it's not from your dance school.
Like, right.
Like, as an 11-year-old, Claire has to get up on stage and do a dance routine.
Wow, that's and so brave.
So that is separate outfit from what she'd do as a troupe.
Yes, right. Oh, my goodness. So, all right. So we're talking lots and lots of costumes.
Yes.
Lots of shoes. Lots of undergarment thingies that...
Yeah, not so much undergarments.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yes. Like, so what often happens with dancing is that you'd have a plain leotard.
Yep.
Like a body costume.
Oh, okay.
And so that you
then
can
you put
just
everything
strip
else on top.
Off and you don't have to be, you know...
Naked in front of everyone.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, you'd have different shoes. You'd have, you know, you'd have ballet, tap, jazz. For ballet, you'd have point shoes as well as normal shoes if you're up to point. Then you'd have, for contemporary and lyrical and stuff, you'd have just like sock shoes that are only half shoes. And oh my goodness, I'm opening up a whole new world to you, aren't
I, Ames? You have opened the door to a whole new world that I'm not sure I'm going to step through. I'm going to just stand at the door
and look. Go, see you later, bye.
Hey, Amy, you know how we ran the awesome Art of Decluttering course last year? Do you want to do it again this year?
Hey, I was thinking the same thing. We had such an incredible group last year, though. Do you think we could ever match that level of awesomeness?
I'm not sure, but I'm totally willing to give it a go. But hey, back up a bit. Let's tell people about what the course is about again.
Well, you know how we help people each and every week in our podcast to declutter a space in their home? Well, our course is a bit different. You don't just get our best tips and tricks for decluttering. We also share with you the secrets of creating a home that is not only decluttered, but stays organised for life.
Our course is for people who want to experience freedom and joy in their homes. It's perfect for you if you want to have a home that is welcoming as well as organised and where you are free to focus on living your abundant life.
To find out more and register for our upcoming free webinars, visit theartofdecluttering.com.au. We can't wait to have you in our course community this year.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
One of my Back gorgeous away. Clients, Em, has 2 girls. In fact, my lovely client has just taken up dancing as an adult.
Oh.
And I just went, that's awesome. Like, I love that there's no limitations to, you know, you can start dancing at 30, 40 years old. It doesn't matter that you've never done it before.
I was really impressed. Really good friends, Suzanne at school, she dances in the same dance school as her daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've opened the door.
Yes.
I'm standing and I'm looking. My first question is, how do we store things? So obviously we're going to do like with like. Do you do ballet, jazz, tap as in your categories, or do you do leotards, costumes, shoes? Like, what are some good ways that people can consider using our principles but actually making it work for dance.
Yes. So your weekly outfit, you would have a bag for.
Okay, so that's like your gym bag that you'd take to basketball.
Yes. Yeah, and okay. You'd have...
Bringing it back to my simple world of basketball.
Basketball. Yeah, so you'd have a gym bag for your weekly clothes that you're going to your weekly classes.
Okay, awesome.
And that might have everything in it, you know, depending on how many classes you're doing and how many... Yeah, like how many classes you're doing. If you're doing like ballet 3 times a week, like you might need a couple of leotards.
Yeah, right. So I would say in that instance, families, if they're getting dirty and you need to wash them, don't even necessarily have a drawer that these things go in if they're wearing them 3 times a week.
We don't.
Put them straight back in the bag.
We don't have it. We put Amelie's dance stuff back in her dance bag.
I like that.
Yeah, because then the dance bag lives in our hall cupboard with our little cubby holes.
With all your other bags.
And we just take the bag, just like she does with the school bag.
Yep.
And that has like a brush in it, some hair ties, some bobby pins. It should have a hairnet in it now because she has to be very formal in her approach to ballet. So thank you for the reminder. I've got to go out and get a hairnet. and it has her ballet shoes in it. And when she was doing jazz last year, it had her jazz shoes in it as well. So, but yeah, and it depends on how many classes you're doing a week, how big your bag needs to be.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now for costumes, I would, and Jules suggests, having one of those plastic garment covers.
Oh, yeah. You can just get those from IKEA and Kmart. And
yeah, and see-through is best because then you can see the costumes.
Excellent. So are you saying that once the costumes are made, before you wear them, keep them like that? Or is her suggestion that all costumes get kept like that?
Well, all costumes get kept like that because costumes don't go in a bag. Like they don't get shoved in your weekly bag because they don't get used weekly.
So you would carry them to an event like that?
Yeah. So you would have like a rack.
Wow.
A clothes rack, or you can get these funky bags, which I think you've seen. Tell us.
So,
enjoy. Come show us.
Oh, I have something
little you know about.
Correct.
Dance.
I have something to share, and that is that one of my gorgeous clients' daughters, Ruby, is the most amazing ballerina, and has actually just left high school to go and join a dance school, where they then have school through the dancing, and she's incredible. You'll see her on the stage performing Swan Lake and the like. What she has is this cool bag that out of the side of it, you like lift it up like you would a handle on a suitcase, mm-hmm. and it becomes a rack where she can hang her costumes. And then like another pocket pops out and a makeup case comes out of it.
And like, it's got a stool as well.
A stool?
Yeah.
So you can sit on that and do your shoes up and stuff. Is that what the stool's for?
Yeah, and do your makeup and sit and be bored waiting for your turn.
That's what she has.
Yeah, they're really awesome.
That's my contribution.
Okay, thanks.
And, you know, Ruby, if you're listening, you're awesome. And thank you for teaching me the little I know about dance in my entire life.
So, yes, to store costumes, back to the original question, to store costumes, you would store them in a plastic garment bag. And what's really helpful is when you know what you need with that costume and what you know because there's loads of accessories.
Okay.
So there's not just the costume. There is the shoes, the stockings, the hair ties, the hair accessories, the accessories for the dance.
Yeah, right. So you could put that in the bag. Would that be the suggestion?
Yes, you can. And the other thing that you could do is to write everything you need for that dance on a piece of paper and sticky tape that piece of paper.
That's brilliant.
To that, so that you can just go look down that to-do list basically and go, yep, got that. And so it is good if it's a bag that has a bottom as well, because then you could put the accessories in that bag as well, like the
props. That's brilliant. Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Because you would, if you're doing troupe, if you're doing a Steadfords, then you would probably have a makeup bag, a hair bag, like your fishing tackle box.
Yep.
That has everything in it.
And your makeup separately as well.
Yeah.
So if you are a dance school, how awesome would it be if you have like a little sheet that they give you that's everything you need? They probably do that, and I'm like 40 years behind the eight ball. But that would be a great thing to get as a mum, going, this is the costume, And here's the sheet for you to stick to your
especially when you're a brand new dance mum.
Yeah.
Because it is really overwhelming. Like even me as a mum who has done dancing before, but when I didn't do dancing too much into my teenage, I certainly didn't do concerts into my teenagehood.
Okay.
And I never did troupe, never did a Stedford, so I was never that good. So I suppose if you're a dance mum who has done all of that, you would know that. But as you know, if your boys got into it, you'd be clueless. So
correct.
I think that it is a really good idea to either help, if you're a dance mom, help the newbies by sharing this episode with them or sharing this tip with them. And if you're an owner of a dance school, maybe thinking about providing that as you, in your concert pack and in your Stedford troupe pack is to have this sheet. This dance needs this.
I really like that.
And have it as an A4. People can print it out and sticky tape it to your costume bag.
That's brilliant. Now, if you're having that many costumes, kids grow pretty fast. My boys go through a pair of basketball boots so regularly, it's not funny.
Mm.
You've got to be decluttering some of these older outfits. Yes, you want to keep some of them if they're the right size and the kids might use them for these different dancing things
yes.
they might do. But where they've outgrown them, there comes a time and a place
yes.
where you do have to let go of those costumes. I have been in houses that have a whole wardrobe that's just dedicated to old costumes that don't fit anyone anymore, but they have the great memories.
Yeah.
So I think probably like anything that has the great memories, take photos and guaranteeably you'll have photos if you've got gorgeous children dancing. And then what can we do with those costumes? Do we have to send them to landfill? I'm hoping the answer's no.
No. But you do need to check for lycra cancer.
Yeah.
It's a term I heard the other day. Thanks,
I remember you
Jules.
Telling me about it. Lycra
Never
cancer.
Heard of it. Yeah. So lycra isn't an everlasting material. It does break down. So it kind of can go to landfill.
Because it will break down.
Because it will break down. But there are many different ways to repurpose costumes.
Mm.
So you could resell them back or donate them back to your dance school if they're in really good condition.
That's a great idea because then that next age group can use them.
Yes. So, and then the dance teacher doesn't, you know, the studio owner dance teacher doesn't have to source.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Another costume and get people to buy them at full price again.
Yep,
she
love
can
it.
Offer them at they can offer at a cheaper discounted price. Or you can donate them for dress-ups depending because, you know, like ballet costumes are often pretty tutus.
Yes,
but
beautiful.
Every other dance category are not necessarily beautiful tutus. Like they're fun costumes, so they could be used as dress-ups.
Kinders might like them.
Yeah, you could donate them to kindies and preschools and daycares depending on how big they are. But even big costumes, like kids love wearing adult clothes. There's heaves of buy, swap, sell sites as well. Facebook,
buy, swap,
sells.
I love buy, swap, sells.
And there's ones dedicated just for dance costumes.
Probably why I've never seen one.
Yeah, exactly. Particularly because, like, these costumes can be, like the cheapest will be, like, $50,
$60. Yeah, right.
So,
if you're doing three of those for a concert year,
yeah, and
it adds up.
And if you're in troupe, then you've got double that. And, yeah, so
it's a great idea to be able to then sell them and then maybe use that money to buy a second-hand one if your child does want to do something different at an Stedford. Look at me knowing all the lingo.
Oh, yeah.
If they want to do an improv
exactly.
at an Stedford,
yep.
they could
buy
a second-hand
one.
Oh, I'm all over it.
You are. Go you. I'll make a dance mum out of you.
Yeah, maybe not.
So you can totally sell them. And yes, I would suggest storing them if you are keeping them, to store them well. Put them in one of those garment bags, keep it in a garment bag, and find appropriate storage for that.
Because I imagine they would take up a lot of room in a child's wardrobe if they've got lots and lots of costumes. So I think as much as you can, really be thinking about, do I need to keep this dance costume after the event? Or can we get like that quick, if you do have lycra that breaks down, the quicker you can move it on means someone else can get a full life out of it before it breaks down
yes.
in your wardrobe. And then 3 or 4 years later, you're thinking, oh, I wish I'd sold that.
Yes. Yeah. So I recommend trying everything on for the Stedford, for the troupe, for the concert a few days beforehand so that you're not running around like a headless chook going, oh my goodness. But if you do and you're in Sydney and you're in the Hills District, then fully contact Active Dancewear. Jules would love to supply you with your stockings and your shoes that your kids have grown out of. Like, we buy, you know, ballet shoes for Emily at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Often by concert time at the end of the year, she needs a new pair.
Oh, and they, like, you're growing out of them as well as you're wearing through them.
Yeah. They're not so much wearing through them at six, but growing out of them.
My children wear through shoes every 4 weeks.
Yeah, but that's because they're your children.
They just run and run and run and run.
Yep. So, and then as we've mentioned, those fishing tackle boxes are really good to have your hair products in, your pins, your bun nets, your safety pins for, you know,
costume
malfunctions, hairspray, hair, different hair color ties, like depending on the color of your hair and or the costume or what's needed for that different costume, clear hair ties, bobby pins, tiny bobby pins, normal bobby pins, Band-Aids, Panadol, mini sewing kits, hair gel, brushes, combs, water spray bottle, spare Diamantes. And
I think you just need to add super glue in there because I feel like that would fix a few of these problems. Just super glue stuff together, super glue stuff on.
Yep. And then repack when you get home, just like we talked about last week when we were talking about markets. Like when you get home from the concert of the Stedford, make sure that things are repacked so that you're good to go next time.
That is brilliant, Kirst. Thank you so much, Julianne. I feel like you've between the two of you, you've added really great value to our listeners. And I hope I've just been able to ask some questions for those of us that have never done dancing before, that we can learn some of it. Tag a dancing friend.
Yeah,
that's my advice.
Tag a new mum into dancing.
Yeah.
Like one of those mums who looks like a deer in the headlights when it comes to, oh my goodness, I was never a dance mum.
What do I do from here?
Do I do?
I'm just going to quickly kiss as we wrap up today's episode. We love our iTunes reviews
and we've had
some beautiful ones lately. This one's by Dancing in My Kitchen.
That's another cool name.
It's a great name and it's titled Love This Podcast. So I'm going to read it out to you. This podcast perfectly strikes the balance between practical information, outcome-oriented discussions, and really enjoyable casual explorations of the topics that many of us has faced, currently face, or may face in the future. The Australian-specific content is both empowering and inspiring, as it's often possible to take immediate action using the information discussed. Thanks for an upbeat and fun podcast, ladies.
You're welcome, Dancing in the Kitchen.
That is so cool. That's our aim. We want to just have fun, but we want to give you information and we want to challenge your thinking and get you just creatively connecting with others, getting ideas. And I love that you put that it's issues that you currently face, have faced, or may face in the future.
Thank you so much
for that review.
Oh, aren't our listeners awesome?
They're all right.
We love
you guys.
We'll keep them for now.
So thank you so much for joining us this week. We hope you've learnt some great tips and tricks about costume and dance at Stedford. I said dance.
Yes!
It's just like... I've taken it up over the last 30 minutes.
Infected you.
I know.
And I really hope that more dance mums, like pro dance mums who have been in the biz for a long, long time, get on board our Facebook page and share their great knowledge, because I know this is only like scratching the surface, peeps, scratching the surface.
So let us know, jump on, share away, tag your friends, and have an amazing week.
Yay. Catch you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, do a friend a favour and share this episode so they too can learn the art of decluttering. You can find me, Amy, over at simplyorganised.net or on Facebook as Simply Organised PO.
You can find me, Kirsty, over at feelslikehome.net.au or on Facebook as Feels Like Home PO.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, theartofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there. If you love what you hear, we'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and that you've learnt some tips to help you declutter and keep your home organised.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day and enjoy the freedom.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.